Chapter 17, Army Construction and Development. With the accelerated evolution of warfare, the land battlefield has been injected with many new elements and new connotations. Revolutionary changes are taking place in the way of land warfare. The development of the Army is facing both new opportunities and severe challenges. Facing the new situation and new challenges, we must actively adapt to the profound changes in the Army's construction mode and application methods in the era of informatization and intelligence, and in accordance with the strategic requirements of mobile operations and three-dimensional offensive and defense, further promote the lean, diversified, and modular development pace, and accelerate realizing the transformation from a regional defense type to a global combat type, and strive to build a powerful, modern, new army. Section 1, Army Construction and Development Trend. Since entering the 21st century, major countries in the world have increased their investment, vigorously develop army weapon systems with information technology and intelligent technology as the core, accelerate the restructuring of the army force and military theory innovation, build digital battlefields and intelligent forces, and vigorously promote army construction and transformation with informatization and intelligentization as the main feature. 1. The scale and organization are more rational. The development of the army in a more rational direction means that the construction of the army will further promote the transformation from a quantity scale type to a quality efficiency type, so that the overall size and combat forces of the army will be more lean and agile. From a global perspective, with the continuous increase in the power of weapons and equipment, especially the existence of nuclear weapons, the possibility of large-scale ground wars such as World War II between major powers has further reduced in order to openly seize territory, and wars aimed at plundering resources are unlikely to occur. Localized and limited will become the basic trend of war development, and the multi-domain and integrated joint operations of various services and arms will become the basic form of operations. Compared with the era of mechanization, the main position of the army in war has changed. In order to adapt to the trend of war development, the army must carry out a strategic transformation. The establishment of a more capable army is a basic trend in the development of armies of all countries in the world. After the reforms since the end of the Cold War, the overall size of the armies of various countries in the world has been continuously reduced, and the reform aimed at reducing the number of posts has been basically completed. After several rounds of reforms in our army, especially the new round of deepening national defense and army reforms, the overall size of the army has been greatly reduced, and the scale of its combat forces has gradually become more reasonable and appropriate. One of the goals of advancing the transformation and development of the army is to reduce the number of active personnel, increase the proportion of civilian personnel, and make the army more capable by implementing and improving the Joint Combat Command System and the reform of the army's policies and systems. While the overall scale is reduced, the army's combat force composition will also tend to be miniaturized. Under the conditions of informatization and intelligence, the combat capability depends more and more on the quality of the army rather than the quantity and the military significance of the number and scale of the combat unit or group is relatively weakened. The suddenness, complexity, diversity, and uncertainty of future threats also require faster response capabilities of all combat units. Therefore, the miniaturization of woven structures is the basic trend. The armies of the world's major powers have all realized the reform from the one division, one regiment, one battalion system to the one brigade, one battalion system, making the combat group more portable, flexible, mobile, and deployable. This kind of miniaturization is not a simple compression of quantity, but a miniaturization based on high energy and high quality. China is a large land border country, and the surrounding geo-environment and domestic security issues around the land are very complicated, and the tasks undertaken by the Army are very heavy. At present, there is still a certain gap between the level of our Army's weapons and equipment compared with military powers, and a certain amount is still needed to make up for the lack of quality. At this stage, our Army must maintain an appropriate scale, but making the Army more capable and flexible is a basic development trend. 2. The power structure tends to be three-dimensional. The three-dimensional development trend of the Army means that the Army's force composition changes from the traditional model, vigorously develops the Army's new combat forces, and gradually develops in a three-dimensional and multidimensional direction. The future land warfare will be carried out in a three-dimensional and multidimensional space, and the struggle for air supremacy and information control will run through the entire process of combat. Large three-dimensional and multidimensional warfare are important features of future land warfare. The three-dimensional formation of the Army's power is a new trend that has emerged to meet the objective needs of this land warfare characteristic. In order to realize the three-dimensionality of the Army, we will vigorously develop air assault forces, give priority to the development of Army aviation, and improve the ability to compete with the enemy for a tree-high space, and win ground wars from the air. Vigorously develop large-scale aerial delivery platforms, strengthen the construction of airborne troops that carry out assaults on the enemy by plane and parachute landing, and improve the Army's strategic projection and assault capabilities. Vigorously develop surface-to-air missile units and anti-aircraft artillery units with medium and high-altitude protection capabilities, and continuously improve the Army's own air control and protection capabilities. Vigorously improve the Army's information operations capabilities, advance the Army's informatization and intelligence construction, increase the informatization and intelligence content of the Army's equipment, gradually expand the size of the Information Operations Force, and add various types of electronic countermeasures to the theater and the group army. Comprehensively improve the Army's information offensive and defensive capabilities, and enable the Army to move from plane to three-dimensional and from single-dimensional to multidimensional. 3. The proportion of light-duty and self-propelled equipment has increased. Increasing the proportion of light equipment in the Army means that the development of the Army has gradually changed the status quo of excessive heavy mechanized troops in the past, equipped with more light equipment with stronger adaptability and faster maneuvering speed, and continuously improved the mobility and deployment of ground combat forces. Heavy mechanized troops have great lethality, protection, and long-lasting combat capabilities. They are the core force of large-scale land operations and the basis for army building. They will still play an important role in future wars. However, as large-scale mechanized warfare gradually fades out of the stage of history, it adapts to the characteristics of diverse threats, diversified opponents, and volatile battlefields in future wars, which puts forward higher requirements for the Army's mobility and deployment. Lightweight has become an important direction for the Army's development. One of the important goals of the U.S. Army's reform is to overcome the deficiencies in the mobility and deployment of the heavy forces and build a fast-reacting and more agile land force. To realize the lightening of the Army in our country, we should mainly increase the proportion of wheeled and amphibious armored forces. The Army's autonomy is closely related to its lightness. In the future, the Army will continue to increase the proportion of its own equipment so as to achieve lighter, more agile, and faster. 4. Organizing method to achieve modularity. The modularization of the Army is a requirement for the organization of combat units or combat groups. Modularity is a common trend in the development of armies of all countries in the world. As early as 2004, the U.S. Army issued the Army Modular Construction Comprehensive Guide to specifically guide and promote the U.S. Army's modular construction. In 2008, the Modular Force Field Order was issued, proposing that the U.S. Army should transform into a modular army. Modular organization usually takes the battalion as the basic tactical module and the brigade as the basic synthetic unit, which is organized by building blocks. At present, the reform of the military battalion system of our Army is basically completed, but the organization and structure of the basic tactical module of the battalion still needs further development and improvement. The realization of modularization will make the organization of troops more flexible and faster. During wartime, operations can be organized temporarily as needed to quickly generate troops capable of performing various combat tasks. 5. Combat capabilities tend to become more versatile. Under the conditions of the new era, the Army has more diverse missions. In order to deal with multiple threats and different opponents, troops are required to have the ability to perform a variety of combat missions under various environments and conditions, that is, combat capabilities develop towards versatility. The organization should pay attention to the optimal combination of various combat functions so that the basic combat units of the Army can implement various types of operations without strengthening and supplementing and comprehensively improve the ability to perform missions, especially to win informatized warfare. 6. The Army's intelligentization accelerates development. Military intelligence is revolutionizing the way of land warfare and the organizational structure of the Army. The U.S. Army widely uses various surface robots, including SWORDS, combat robots, on the battlefields in Afghanistan and Iraq. In recent years, the development strategies and plans of ground unmanned autonomous systems, such as U.S. Ground Unmanned System Roadmap, U.S. Army Robotics, and Autonomous System Strategy, have been issued, and it is planned to realize the intelligent formation of manned and unmanned systems coordinated operations by 2030. The Russian Army used combat robots in the Syrian battlefield to conduct coordinated combat operations, and the battle was successfully ended in only 20 minutes, achieving very good results. Various types of unmanned ground systems represented by the Uranus series and Platform M Argo models have been developed, and the BMP-3 infantry fighting vehicle and the Armada main battle tank have been modified to be unmanned. The chief of staff of the Russian Armed Forces, Gerasimov, said that mankind will soon witness the robot army fighting independently. Britain, Israel, and other countries have also made rapid progress in the development of army intelligence equipment. It can be seen that the Army, like the Navy and Air Force, is also accelerating its development from mechanization to informatization and intelligence, and the era of robot warfare will soon come. Section 2. Army Capability Requirements. Under new era conditions. Under informatization and intelligent conditions, the Army's capability building has many things in common with other services, such as battlefield perception capabilities, information combat capabilities, command and control capabilities, and comprehensive support capabilities. All services need to be greatly improved. However, the Army also has its own characteristics in these capacity building. For example, in terms of information warfare capacity building, the Army should focus on solving the problem of seeing far, distinguishing, and positioning accurately, improving early warning, target recognition, and positioning and tracking capabilities, and increasing the electronic countermeasures force. Through the informatization of main battle equipment and the main battle of information equipment, the Army's information warfare capabilities have been continuously improved. The Army, as the main service performing ground combat missions, meets the requirements of building an informationized army and winning informationized wars and should focus on improving the following capabilities. 1. Sustained ground assault capability. Sustained ground assault capability, that is, the ability to continue ground offensive and defensive operations, is the foundation and support of the Army's combat capabilities. The main units that perform ground assault missions are infantry, armored, and artillery, and they are the main body of the Army's combat forces. The main purpose of Army operations is to consolidate the results of operations through ground control and occupation, and achieve the strategic goals completely and thoroughly. Ground assault operations are the main means to achieve the purpose of land warfare, and other Army operations are to a large extent served for ground assault operations. To improve the continuous assault capability on the ground requires the strengthening and improvement of various ground assault forces. The first is to increase the degree of armored infantry, further reduce the proportion of motorized infantry, and completely get rid of the semi-mechanized component of the Army. The second is to increase the development of armored forces, mainly to increase the development of light armored units and accelerate the replacement of tanks. The third is to continuously improve the artillery's degree of self-sufficiency and to enhance the artillery's firepower and mobility. The fourth is to vigorously strengthen the ground assault force, especially the information and intelligent construction of weapons and equipment. 2. Medium and long-range precision strike capability. The medium and long-range precision strike capability is the ability of the Army to strike medium and long-range targets and conduct large-depth, non-contact operations. The future land warfare will transform large-scale ground contact operations into large-depth, non-contact, and multidimensional, three-dimensional operations. The medium and long-range precision strike capability is an important symbol of the Army's deterrence and actual combat capabilities, and is an important direction for the Army's future firepower development. To improve the Army's medium and long-range precision strike capabilities, it is required to expand the size of the long-range artillery force, increase the range and accuracy of long-range multiple rocket launchers, and enhance the precision strike capabilities of the main weapons and equipment and the mobile capabilities of rapid configuration, rapid launch, and rapid transfer. Perform precision strikes of various damage levels on various types of targets, such as underground, semi-underground, and heavy forces within the scope of the battlefield. Three-dimensional mobility and assault capabilities. Three-dimensional maneuvering and assault capabilities mainly refer to the ability to perform maneuvers and strikes from the air. Due to the fast pace of modern warfare and the large demand for weapons, equipment, and materials, troops and their weights are required to arrive and deploy in real time, and the importance of maneuvering speed has become more prominent. This puts forward higher requirements for three-dimensional delivery. Therefore, rapid mobility is the goal pursued by the modern Army. Starting from the battlefield environment facing our Army, we should further increase the proportion of Army aviation and airborne forces, increase the strategic aerial delivery platforms, such as large transport aircraft, and shift from ground-based maneuvering to three-dimensional maneuvering to improve the capability of global mobile operations. At the same time, the air assault force with Army aviation as the backbone should have the capability of rapid maneuverability, high-speed penetration, and special operations under complex terrain and weather conditions, as well as the reconnaissance, harassment, damage, and destruction of important targets such as enemy command and control centers and communication key positions and strike ability. By vigorously increasing the proportion of the Army's aviation and airborne troops, improving the structure of the Army, increasing the three-dimensional assault capability, and successfully completing the tasks of destroying, assaulting, seizing, and defending predetermined targets in various battlefield environments. 4. Field air defense capabilities. The field air defense capability is the Army's own air defense capability and an important symbol of the Army's survivability. In future operations, preventing and countering enemy airstrikes is an urgent issue that needs to be resolved. The focus of field air defense is to solve the problem of being able to defend against long-range precision strikes with a high degree of informatization. From the perspective of recent local wars, the air defense of our Army will face severe challenges in the future, and it will need to exert the overall power of multiple air defense forces. We should focus on building regional air defense and anti-missile systems in major strategic directions and important areas, vigorously strengthen the Army's own air defense capabilities, and increase the strike distance of air defense weapons, as well as search and response capabilities. Strengthen close coordination with air cover forces, highlight that field battles are accompanied by air cover, and focus on combating mid to low altitude and ultra low altitude airstrike weapons, especially to improve the resistance and counterattack capabilities against cruise missiles, drones, and armed helicopters. 5. Special operations capabilities. Special operations capabilities is the ability of a force to perform special combat missions. Special operations forces mainly include special reconnaissance forces, special strike and destructive forces, and psychological offensive and defensive forces. Special operations can go deep behind the enemy or close to the enemy to conduct asymmetric operations. They can also conduct reconnaissance, sabotage, and harassment operations. They can also use various technologies and means to conduct psychological warfare. It is an effective combat style under the conditions of informatization and intelligence. Since the beginning of the 21st century, the trend of specialization of land warfare has further developed, and the importance of special operations has become increasingly prominent. In recent local wars in the world, special operations forces have been widely used, which has had an important impact on the course and outcome of the war. We should increase the size of special operations forces, improve special operations equipment, and comprehensively improve special reconnaissance and guidance capabilities, special strike capabilities, and survivability behind enemy lines, so that special operations forces can adapt to various environments and conditions and complete various special tasks. Section 3, Main Measures for Army Construction and Development. Xi Jinping pointed out that the Army must, in accordance with the strategic requirements of mobile operations and three-dimensional offensive and defensive operations, strengthen the top-level design and leadership management, optimize the force structure and army composition, accelerate the realization of the transition from a regional defense model to a global combat model, and strive to build a powerful, modern, new army. 36. To build a powerful, modern, new army, we must intensify reforms and take effective measures to achieve coordinated development with other services. 1. Adjust and optimize the organizational structure of the Army. The organizational structure of the Army is an organic combination of all parts and elements of the Army, and is an important part of the Army's system. Its essence is the combination of people and weapons in the Army, which has an important influence on the function and combat effectiveness of the Army. Constructing a scientific and reasonable organizational structure is an important part of the reform and development of the armies of all countries in the world. The new round of deepening the reform of national defense and the Army has made major adjustments to the organizational structure and system of the Chinese Army and has achieved obvious results. However, there is still a big gap compared with the requirements for winning an informationized war, and the Army's organizational structure must be further optimized. One is to improve the force structure of the Army. Gradually compress or even eliminate arms that do not meet the needs of information warfare, and vigorously develop new combat forces such as air assault forces, light armored forces, medium and long-range precision strike forces, information combat forces, and special combat forces, and fully realize the mechanization of the Army. Significant progress has been made in this field and is moving towards intelligence. The second is to improve the structure of the Army. Promote the versatility, lean, and synthesis of the Army's organization to make the Army's command and control faster and more flexible. The third is to improve the type structure of the Army. It is necessary to adapt to the characteristics of future land warfare and establish a global mobile force with long-distance strategic maneuverability, but also to adapt to the natural environment of the land battlefield in different directions and different regions and the characteristics of different opponents. Explore the construction of experimental troops and realize the rolling development of Army construction. 2. Vigorously develop Army weapons and equipment. Under the conditions of informatization and intelligence, the importance of weapons and equipment has become more prominent, and its influence on victory and defeat in war continues to increase. Improving weapons and equipment is an urgent need to realize the transformation of the Army, and it is the top priority of the Army's construction. The construction and development of Army weapons and equipment must focus on improving precision operations, three-dimensional operations, global operations, multifunctional operations, and continuous operations capabilities, forming a mechanized and informationized weapon platform as the backbone, tactical internet and tactical data links as the link, and battlefield awareness, command and control, force maneuver, fire assault, field air defense, and combat support are closely integrated weapons and equipment systems and comprehensively promote the leap-forward development of the Army's weapons and equipment construction. 3. Continuously innovate Army military theory. With the transformation of warfare from mechanized warfare to information-based intelligent warfare, the time and space concept, energy concept, benefit concept, and values in traditional land warfare are undergoing major changes. The traditional Army's command system, structural functions, weaponry, and combat methods are also undergoing fundamental change. The theory of Army construction and application under mechanized conditions is facing severe challenges. It is necessary to vigorously innovate the Army's military theory and lead the Army's construction and transformation. At the strategic level, the Army's theoretical system should be innovated and perfected to provide scientific guidance for the Army's application and development. At the operational level, in accordance with the changes in the form of war and the security environment, we should vigorously innovate the Army's operational theories, explore the characteristics and laws of the Army's operations in the multi-domain integrated joint operations under the conditions of informatization and intelligence, and propose the Army's operational guidelines that meet the requirements of future wars, principles, and operational concepts, forming a systematic Army combat theory system. At the construction level, scientifically answer the fundamental question of what kind of army is to be built and how to build a new type of army. Explore the characteristics and laws of army construction under the conditions of the new era, and conduct in-depth research on the establishment of systems, combat forces, and the construction of policies and systems. Develop and improve the theoretical system of army construction to provide scientific guidance for Army construction and development.